Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We've been studying 2 Samuel chapter 8, where we have noticed that King David had victory wherever he went. And we've been asking the question, is there any relevancy of this text to our life today? We've answered that in several ways over the last couple of days, but today I want us to see that in the kingdom of Christ, there is complete righteousness. David was able to extend an imperfect righteousness and justice throughout his kingdom. It was prevalent, but it wasn't perfect. But in the kingdom of Christ, his perfect righteousness reigns supreme. And the way that it works today is that Jesus' righteous rule is to be known and seen through the church, the lives of her members. But that doesn't happen perfectly, does it? It's not that the rule of Christ is imperfect, but rather that we are still undergoing our transformation. But shouldn't we still be an environment of people who are looking more and more like what the new earth under the reign of Christ will look like? We should. You see, this is the kingdom we live in, believer. Under the rule of a king who has success wherever he goes, who is worthy of all of our trust and all of our worship, who reigns over all in perfect righteousness. And this is the kingdom we proclaim, that the king has come, the king has conquered, and the king reigns. Now, under his authority, under his command, trust him, follow him, and go get the nations. Whatever you are facing, it is faith in Christ. No matter how hard, how difficult, how uncomfortable it is faith in Christ that is the victory, and it is faith in Christ that will lead us to the nations. As you pray today, please remember Kendra Barnett, our missionary in Romania. And also remember the FIPA LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.